Have you been hitting the books and listening to lectures all day? It's time to relax, to unwind, and listen up. This is Brooke from Campus Chronicles, your go-to podcast for everything student life. No matter where you are in your academic journey, we have you covered. Think of us as a trusted mentor, friend, and confidant who always has your back. We'll be sharing inspiring stories, thought-provoking insights, and practical advice to help you succeed in and out of the classroom. So get ready to be inspired, enlightened, and entertained. Hello, hello, everyone. I am so excited to introduce you to a wonderful woman. Her name is Amy Fagan, and she is from the Grounded in Maine podcast. Amy, thank you for being here.
I'm so happy to be here, Brooke.
I am so excited to dive into this topic. I was sharing with Amy prior to hitting the record button. I'm not incredibly versed in sustainability and green practices, and I'm so excited to explore this conversation with you. But before we go into all of that, how did you get started in sustainability? What's your background?
I mean, it's not my background is not sustainability, but I was planning to do a YouTube channel with a friend of mine. We volunteered at the same farm which was called Growing to Give in Maine. And we would grow organic produce just to donate it to food banks. And so we were volunteering and talking about how cool it would be to have a YouTube channel. And like the two of us would interview a homesteader because that was something that we both had in common. We wanted to learn about that. And so we would like talk to this homesteader and get them to share a tip with us, or like a homesteading tip. And then we would go back and we would try it in our lives and see how it would fit in, and then come back the next week and report back. Like, this is totally something I can take on. I'm already doing it. And, or like, no way, like I am too busy. That is not something that I can keep doing. But then she kind of dropped off and I was like, I don't want to talk on YouTube and just look at my face all the time. So I'm not going to do that. So it's going to have to be a podcast. And now here I am talking on Zoom all the time.
That is incredible, though, that you're coming from that place of curiosity, because what I know really has intimidated me about green and sustainability is that there's so much information, I don't know how to digest it. And I feel very overwhelmed and sometimes even anxious when I think about all the possibilities.
Totally, totally. And that's the purpose of the podcast. Like, there are so many things that sustain. It's such a huge word. It means so many different things. And it means something different to everybody. But, you know, it can be very overwhelming. But so I'm talking to people doing all kinds of different things and like very creative things. So it's not like, you know, I whenever I go, you know, if I go to a store looking for something that's quote unquote sustainable, sometimes it's super expensive, like organic linen or organic blah, 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 or solar panels or, you know, whatever. Like, it's all very expensive, but it doesn't have to be. Like, I had a guest on my podcast who came on and she was like, I make my own broth. I am like, you go, girl. That's amazing. When you're making food, you have scraps of vegetables. You put them in a bag in the freezer and then you just add water when you want to make broth. Like, you're saving so much money. You know exactly what's in it. It's not, you don't have to worry about recycling or composting or adding to the landfill. Like, those cartons that you buy broth in or cans or whatever, like the cartons are, I'm not even sure if it's wax or it's plastic that's wrapped, that's surrounding it, but like that means you can't compost it and you can't recycle it. So it just has to go in the trash. So I was like, that's awesome. You can have as much broth as you want and it costs you nothing.
No. And what I love that you brought up multiple points there is one, it saves you time, you know, money, and it helps you have that sense of pride and responsibility. Because for me, when I do things that are green or sustainable, you give yourself that little pat on the back. And especially in this world, we all need a pick-me-up sometimes. So our beautiful people are mostly university-age students, which is an amazing time to start these habits and start playing around with what's right for me, what is not right for me. If you were a university student, what would be some of the first little ways you'd think about maybe trying or having a play with sustainability?
My first tip or suggestion would be to just be mindful about what you're purchasing and what you're eating. Like, you know, if you are buying clothes, look at how it was made or where it came from, and, you know that if it comes from far away, it might have not been sustainably made. I had a guest on who talked about fast fashion, and it was like, it was insane. Like, the products for clothes come from all over the world, and then they have to come together to be made. And then they're like made very poorly, and they're made in bulk. And so there's just so much waste. And then, you know, the chemicals and stuff that go in the water, and it's just awful. But, you know, if you think about where it's made, if you know, you know, it's a reputable producer, or, you know, with your food, like I can't afford to do it all the time, but like, I love to shop and support my farmers. So farmers markets are, that's my jam. And so, you know, you get to know the farmers. They'll give you deals sometime.
And guys, that's an amazing thing that you can do on a morning or an afternoon where you're not busy, right? Is you can go to that farmers market with your friends or your classmates and just enjoy and talk and connect, because people are so willing to answer your questions, help you make good choices. But sometimes we don't go because we think it's too much extra effort.
Yes, but you never know who you're going to click with. And yeah, I was there one of the last Saturdays at my local market, and I mentioned that I was going to make some chow chow relish, which I'm just learning about because I just moved to Virginia. And so that requires green tomatoes. So it was the end of the tomato season, and the farmer was like, "Oh, you're going to make chow chow relish. Do you want to come to my house and pick up the rest of my green tomatoes?" And I'm like, "Sure." And like, I buy the seconds, the like farm seconds of tomatoes and stuff if I want to make sauce. He gave me a wicked deal. Like, you know, you can take all these seconds for like, you know, 80 cents a pound instead of like 250 or whatever.
How has it changed you as a person to think about being green and sustainable, making good choices?
I think for me, like the connection with farmers has been really important for me, like to know where my food comes if I'm not able to grow it myself. I think that's a really big one for me. But I think also just the mindfulness, like I'm very aware of what I'm purchasing. And if I am, you know, I have a lot of shame if what I'm going for is like the cheaper version because I've run out of money for the week or whatever. But I, you know, so that guilt is there, but I know what I'm doing. And then I, you know, I try to do better. It's not, you know, it's not perfection, and we don't need perfection. We just need to start and to do something. And that's, you know, that's the purpose of the podcast. Like, let's find ways to add to what we're doing or to get started so that we can all be part of the solution to climate change.
And you're right, it's not a linear journey. It's something that happens as we grow and we learn, we make better choices. And we can't make better choices until we educate ourselves and we take the time to listen and critically think. And that critically think is so crucial. For a university student who is maybe a little low on resources, financial, they may be a little low on some time resources, what are some simple tricks or swaps that you've done that make a big difference, even though they're so tiny?
Well, I mean, like I said, I just moved several states away. And so I, you know, could not bring everything that I needed with me. So I'm like, I'm in a warmer climate. So I had a lot of plants outside that were growing, and now I have to come inside and I don't have tables. So I'm like, I'm buying every week, I go to the thrift store and I'm picking up a new table to put stuff up on. And I went to the landfill last weekend, and there was a heater left. So I have a heater because I have my entryway is not heated. And so I have a heater now so that I can have my plants in the window. But it's just, yeah.
And guys, if you're like me, clothing thrifting is so fun.
It is. It is really fun because you don't know. I had a podcast guest who thrifts for a living. And she's out of Nebraska, and she actually does style bundles from thrifted clothes. And it's insane. It is so cool.
That's incredible. And you're able to show your personality and who you are through some of those unique pieces that you would pick up, whether they're a furniture piece or a table, and in your case, maybe some shoes, even accessories. You're going to be able to not only demonstrate who you are, but you're practicing that sustainability and putting it in motion, as well as saving so much money. Because we all know that's huge in university.
Right. Well, and in university, you know, a lot of things are temporary. You're just there for a few years. So, you know, you might not want to buy something huge and expensive and permanent.
Yes, that's a really good point. What other things can you think of that would be easy hacks or swaps?
Recycling, if you are not recycling, that is a great, great, easy way to do it. Another thing, so I love to recommend worm composting. I know people think that's a little bit weird and like, is it going to smell and what am I going to do with it? But, you know, a lot of people in dorms or apartments, they might not have like a compost for outside, there are so many things like, so worm composting, I had it underneath my sink in the kitchen and I had it for 6 years and you would never know that it was there. It did not smell, but you can put your food scraps down there and feed them. And when they do their thing, you have worm castings, which are they're an amazing compost, like fertilizer for plants. So then you can use that for your next year's gardens.
That's amazing. And another thing, you're bringing up gardens, which leads me to water. Water conservation is huge. Let's talk about that because dorm buildings, apartment buildings, accommodation buildings, that's a lot of people and a lot of showers. How are you trying to cut back on water? I know that's a hard one, but it's important, isn't it?
It is for sure. I mean, if you are, you know, when you're brushing your teeth, maybe shut the water off while you're actually brushing and then turn it on for a second afterward. That's a big one for me because I brush my teeth for a long time.
So I'm going to ask you a curious and big question. It's kind of a hard one. If you were going to give 3 pieces of advice, and these can be related to green, these can be related to sustainability, or they cannot be, to university age students, what would those 3 pieces of advice be? And I know that's a really big ask.
So, I mean, first, I will always say just be mindful of what you're purchasing and what you're eating. Like I already said, it makes such a difference to just be thoughtful about your purchases and what you're putting into your body. And let's see, I'm thrifting also. I highly recommend cook your own or make your own as often as you're able to. Those are easy things. They're things that are inexpensive and are just really impactful.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. If you would have found this sort of lifestyle, being green, making better choices when you were in university, how do you think it would have impacted you?
I mean, back then, was not really that much of a thing. But if I knew about it, I think that, you know, I just remember when I was younger, there was so much junk food and, you know, just like eat on the go, that type of thing. And I think that, you know, if you had healthy food available, if you have it, you'll eat it. If you don't, you know, if you are eating, you know, grabbing everything on the go, you're not going to always get healthy food. So, and then I think that, you know, spending time outside is so important. And that is, you know, especially as a student, you know, that there's so much like study time and people do a lot of things inside. But, you know, if you get outside, you have the vitamin D, which is so crucial for our bodies. And it just feels good to have the sun shining down on you. And, you know, then you might end up napping, which is also not terrible for the body.
No, it's good for you. And to the point of your podcast, being outside is going to ground you. And it's going to remind you of who you are, isolated from your cell phones and the noise of the world and all of the things that could be happening in your life. Being outside is a time to really be present, something that I have been leaning into over the past year as well. It has made a tremendous difference to my mental health and my emotional health.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I also, if it's possible, I don't know if it's possible, but, you know, I on a kick to encourage people to do community gardens. Like if there's a garden at school, you know, it's really, really good for the soul. It's good for the body to have healthy food and to know where your food is coming from, really, and to be part of that. talk about pride, you know, to grow your own food. Oh my goodness. I have a guest coming on in a couple weeks who is teaching people. She's creating outdoor classrooms. And so it's just awesome. It's very, very cool. And I, you know, just the idea of having gardens at schools is so important. There are so many kids that, you know, just don't know where their food comes from. And there's such a feeling of independence from having food available.
And that's an amazing hobby, because when you're in university, you are working on a tight budget, and gardening is an amazing cost-effective hobby. To Amy's point, you're going to get so much pride. It's going to be delicious. And it's a good use of your time if you're wanting to minimize your screen time, the social media, all of the things that might make you feel less than good. Well, Amy, is there a quote or a mantra or a song lyric that you live your life by?
Yes. Not necessarily a quote, but I remember hearing before I started the podcast, somebody had said, you don't need to know everything before you start. And I totally, in the world of sustainability as well, you don't have to be a perfectly sustainable person to get started and to do something. And so many of my guests are not perfect, but they are doing it. And as you are doing it, you are learning how to do it better and to add more onto it. And it's just, it's sort of like a snowball, but you don't have to know everything to start I live by that now.
And you grow as you go. And as you know better, you learn how to make better choices. But until you get started and take those first tentative steps, you're never going to be able to know how to make those better choices. So if someone wants to take those steps, they love your energy, they want to learn more from you, where do they go to hear more about your podcast?
Well, my podcast is called Grounded in Maine, and it is on all the listening platforms. You can also find me on Instagram. My handle is @ Grounded in Maine Podcast.
Absolutely amazing. And as we wrap up to a close here, is there anything else you wanted to say that you haven't had a chance to do?
I have a post-it note right behind my, right in front of me on the wall that says community sufficiency. And that is, this started out, I found this when I was starting to think about doing the homesteading YouTube channel, because so many I had a bad experience with that. A lot of the homesteader people were very like exclusive. And like, you know, if you have a cell phone, you're not a homesteader, or if you're not living off grid, you're not a homesteader or whatever. But so I just really grasped onto community sufficiency for many reasons. But one is, it's more fun when you're not alone. But also, you know, taking care of your community and, you know, being a part of a community is so, so, so good for us. I often use the situation of I do a lot of canning. So like canning tomatoes is so fulfilling. It is also so time consuming and tedious. And if you have someone to help you to do that, it may still take as long, but it's a lot more fun. But I just, you know, there are also so many things that are just better done not alone. But I think even in university, you know, if people were working together to maybe start a school garden, maybe, or, you know, to try to get some better recycling or something like that, if that's an issue, you know, a group is going to be stronger than a solo.
Oh my goodness, Amy, thank you for being here. I love our conversation. I love approaching it with this curiosity, hearing from you and how you've taken this initial interest and turned it into something so much bigger. Talk about that snowball effect in your own life. So we really, really appreciate you joining us. And thank you so much to everyone for listening to another episode of the Campus Chronicles podcast.
Thank you for joining me on Campus Chronicles. I hope you found our discussion informative, inspiring, entertaining, and fun. We are always working hard to make sure that our episodes are the very best they can be, which means we need your help. If you liked what you heard, remember to hit the follow button on your favorite podcast platform and drop us a review. It helps us to connect with more students who are hungry for success. And remember, the journey never stops, keep listening, keep learning, keep growing. See you next week for another amazing episode of Campus Chronicles.